are called to be hope for the hopeless. So hatred and blindness will be no more. We are called to act with justice. We are called to love tenderly. United in love, we are called to act with justice. We are called to love tenderly. We are called to serve one another, to walk humbly with God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
This service continues on page 147. Sorry, I didn't give you that earlier. Page 147 in the front of the red book. I'm setting four.
Okay, so we're doing setting four.
Setting four. Okay. Yeah, I've got everything in setting four.
All right.
Okay, let's do setting four.
Let's do setting four, shall we? All right, it's the Kyrie. We'll read this. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. Power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and blessing and glory are His. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
Sing with all the people of God, and join in the hymn of all creation. Blessing and honor and glory and might be to God and the Lamb forever. Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God.
For the Lamb who is slain has begun His reign. Alleluia.
Alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord God, Your mercy delights us, and the world longs for Your loving care. Hear the cries of everyone in need, and turn our hearts to love our neighbors with the love of Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
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 You may be seated. With the psalmist, we proclaim that God's word is a lamp unto our feet. In God's word, we receive God's instructions, God's love, and God's grace. Let us open our hearts that we may receive God's word of true life. In the name of the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus, our Lord.
Amen.
The first reading today is for the fifth Sunday after Pentecost, and it's from the 30th chapter of Deuteronomy. Moses calls the people who are about to enter the promised land to renew the covenant God made with their ancestors. Through this covenant, God gives life and asks for obedience. God's commandment is neither burdensome nor too far off, but dwells in the people's own hearts. And the reading. The Lord your God will make you abundantly prosperous in all your undertakings, in the fruit of your body, in the fruit of your livestock, and in the fruit of your soil. For the Lord will again take delight in prospering you, just as he delighted in prospering your ancestors. When you obey the Lord your God by observing his commandments and decrees that are written in this book of the law, because you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Surely this commandment that I am commanding you today is not too hard for you, nor is it too far away. It is not in heaven that you should say, "Who will go up to heaven for us and get it for us so that we may hear it and observe it?" Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, "Who will cross to the other side of the sea for us and get it for us so that we may hear it and observe it?" No, the word is very near to you. It is in your mouth and it's in your heart for you to observe. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks
be to God.
And now let us read Psalm 25 responsively. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
My God, I put my trust in you. Let me not be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me.
Let none who look to you be put to shame. Rather, let those be put to shame who are treacherous.
Show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths.
Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. In you have I trusted all the day long.
Remember, O Lord, your compassion and love, for they are from everlasting.
Remember not the sins of my youth and my transgressions. Remember me according to your steadfast love, and for the sake of your goodness, O Lord.
You are gracious and upright, O Lord. Therefore, you teach sinners in your way.
You lead the lowly in justice and teach the lowly your way.
All your paths, O Lord, are steadfast love and faithfulness to those who keep your covenant and your testimonies.
And the second reading today is from the first chapter of Colossians. The letter to the Colossians was written to warn its readers of various false teachings. The first part of the letter is an expression of thanks for the faith, hope, and love that mark this community, including a prayer for strength and courage from Paul. And the reading. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers and sisters in Christ in Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father. In our prayers for you, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. You have heard of this hope before in the word of the truth, the gospel that has come to you. Just as it is bearing fruit and growing in the whole world, so it has been bearing fruit among yourselves from the day you heard it and truly comprehended the grace of God. This you learned from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, and he has made known to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard it, we have not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, as you bear fruit in every good work and as you grow in the knowledge of God. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Gospel Acclamation. Alleluia!
Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia!
I'm going to invite the congregation to be seated for the Gospel because I've asked a few people to help in the reading of the Gospel. Once a lawyer.
A man of great position. A man of respected status.
A man of wisdom and learning.
A man with great knowledge of the law.
Once a lawyer came and asked Jesus,
"What must I do to have eternal life?"
Jesus answered as often as he often did,
with a question.
Answered a question with a question.
To probe the wisdom of the questioner.
The scripture says, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and with all your strength and with all your might." And it also says to love your neighbor as yourself.
That's right. Now go and do this and you will live.
The lawyer was confused by the response of Jesus.
He was not satisfied, or at least he was still anxious.
He still sought to catch Jesus off guard.
But who is my neighbor?
Jesus adjusted his thoughts. He approached it another way.
His reply would be a familiar vehicle of his.
His reply would be as a parable.
Once there was a man, a Jew, who was traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho.
A long way on a hot day.
The sun was beating down.
Rocky crags surrounded the road.
The road was dusty and winding.
Winding all the way from Jerusalem to Jericho.
Rocky crags and the jagged cliffs afforded refuge for the robbers.
Robbers!
Robbers!
Robbers who hide in wait for lonely travelers.
Now this man was traveling, and a band of robbers fell upon him. They robbed him and beat him.
Nice clothes on this one.
And a nice bag of coins, too.
Let's finish him off.
Let him be. We have what we want.
And they stripped him of his clothes. Then they departed and left him to die.
And there he lay upon the dusty, hard road, wounded, bleeding, and unconscious.
Dying.
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 His only hope rested in some compassionate soul who might happen to pass by soon.
But no one came.
Surely, soon, someone.
Someone to care.
And the sun beat down, the heat worsened.
And he lay there dying.
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 Now by chance, a priest was going down the road.
Oh, I'm late. I shouldn't have stayed so long.
Oh.
What was that? Oh my, someone over there. Oh, what a bloody mess. This poor fellow, he must be dead.
He needs help.
He needs comfort and medical aid.
He needs a loving hand.
He needs a caring soul.
When he saw him, he passed by on the other side.
I'm so sorry about this, but I'm late for an important meeting at the church. I hope someone comes to help him, but I just don't have the time. I'm late.
And the priest hurried on the other side of the road, of course,
muttering to himself
about the importance of being on time.
And the sun beat down as the man lay there dying.
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 A little while later, another man came along the road.
Looks like a religious man, a Levite.
Yes, a man of the cloth, always helps.
Surely he will comfort him.
And treat his wounds and care for him.
So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side.
You have got to be kidding.
You mean he walked right on by?
A man of the church walked by and ignored a dying man?
Dying.
dying.
Yes, more true than we care to imagine. Even those whose profession is loving and caring sometimes get too involved in the pettiness of the day-to-day existence to care about the living.
But who is left to help?
Who really feels the hurt?
The agony of a tortured body.
The anguish of a rejected and crying person.
But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came by to where he was.
This is going to be good.
Watch him zip on by.
Samaritans, they love Jews like moons love dirt. Ha! This won't happen.
No love lost between Jews and Samaritans.
The whole world knows how much they hate each other.
A Samaritan wouldn't help a Jew on a bet.
When he saw him, he had compassion.
What?
Really?
I declare you're kidding me!
Hold on there. You haven't heard the rest. If that shocks you, wait until you absorb what else he did.
He went to him and bound up his wounds, poured on oil and wine, then set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn.
Now this is just too much.
Unbelievable.
Gave him a ride?
Took him to an inn?
You've got to be kidding me.
Would you believe there's more? Remember, love goes beyond just first aid.
Take it easy. We're already bowled over. We just can't stand any more shocking news.
The next day, he took out some money, about $100, and gave it to the innkeeper, saying,
take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back.
Is he a Samaritan, like you?
No, he's a Jew.
And you're the one paying for his care?
Yes, of course. See what I mean? After telling this parable, Jesus turned to the lawyer and asked,
which of these three do you think proved neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?
Certainly the one who showed mercy on him.
The Samaritan.
The one who went out of his way to give comfort.
The one who cared.
The one filled with mercy.
The one who showed compassion.
The one who loved to help.
The one who went beyond just caring.
The one who truly knew the meaning of neighbor and the meaning of love.
Now go and do likewise.
Let us go and do likewise. For that is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite the children to come up.
How are you guys doing?
You know, I see you have a T-Rex shirt. Do you like T-Rex? I always liked T-Rex. He was a big, strong guy. About as big as Allosaurus, right? Are you a dinosaur lover? No?
No.
Oh, okay, well then we forget about him. Hey, what would happen if you were looking out the window and you saw somebody hit your neighbor over the head? What would you do? You think it would be safe to go out there and help? Is there something else you could do?
Wait until they're gone.
Wait until they're gone and then help them? There's one more thing. Do you know what this is? It's a phone number. Could you call 911? You know, rather than be in danger for yourself, because you're just a little one, it would be really great if you could call 911 and get some help, right? And not just close the blinds and forget about it. You know, the guy in the parable, the priest and the Levite, just walked on by and didn't care about the guy who was hurt. But the Samaritan was one who didn't just call 911. He took care of him, didn't he? And that's what Jesus calls us to do. To love one another and care for one another. And when we see trouble, to help them find the solution. All right? Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us so much You came into our world even though it would cause you pain. Bless us, Lord, so that we can help others in the best way that we have the ability. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Have a seat. We have all prayed a prayer this morning, first thing, so everybody knows it by heart. We confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone. Sometimes it's the undone that gives us more problems. One of my experiences happened when I was on internship in Rockford, Illinois. The church I was serving was on the east side of Rockford, the far east. Well, at that time. Now it's probably not that far east, but the hospital that I needed to go to was on the west side. And on a busy day, it could take as much as a half hour to drive there. So I drove over to make this hospital call. When I got there, I found out that the person I was to visit had gone home. So I got back in my car and went home. Now, the one thing I forgot to do was to check with the register. This is before HIPAA, at a time when pastors had access to all of the names of the people in the hospital, and we could actually find out if somebody from our church was in the hospital. So I got back to the office. I saw a note that said I needed a visitor. So back in the car I went, had to go all the way back across town, and that's what happens when things are undone, when you don't carry through. You probably know the story about the 102-year-old man who they interviewed, and they were asking him what the secret to his long life was. And he said, "I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't curse, and I don't go out partying every Saturday night." Well, that was good as far as it went, but did you realize he didn't tell us what he did to live to be 102? There was nothing about what he did that was important. It was all what he did not do. Do you realize in scriptures, the critical thing that we need to remember is that blessings and gifts from God do not come from what we do, what we do not do. But let me put it a different way. God blesses us in order that we may be blessings to others. The blessings don't come because we do certain things or don't do, but the don'ts are not there. It's not because we don't do something. A good example is found in not only in the parable, but throughout the scriptures. The children of Israel are not given a lot of don'ts. Now that doesn't seem logical when you look at all the commandments. You're saying, well, God did tell us, don't worship other gods. You know, don't use his name in vain. Don't worship other things. But actually, read the commandments, and it tells you, do worship the Lord your God. Do remember his name and keep it holy. Do keep the Sabbath. It's all of the do's, not the don'ts. Paul picks up on this in the second reading, where he prays for the people of Colossae that they will remember what it is they are called to do in the kingdom of God. I also realized as I was doing this that There's a song, always a song in my heart. How can you get away from that? But one of the things Jesus says again and again, but especially in this song, and it's a song I'm going to teach you, if you don't know the refrain, we'll let you pick it up. It goes like this.
Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me.
Okay, everybody.
Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me.
I'll do the verses.
When I was hungry, you gave me to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. Now enter into the home of my Father.
Here we go.
Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto when I was weary, you helped me find rest. When I was anxious, you calmed all my fears. Now enter into the home of my Father. Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me. When hurt in battle, you bound up my wounds. Searching for kindness, you held out your hand. Now enter into the home of my Father. Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me. Opened your door. When I was naked, you gave me your coat. Now enter into the home of my Father. Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me. When I was little, you taught me to read. When I was lonely, you gave me your love. Now enter into the home of my Father. Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me. When in a prison you gave to my cell, when on my sick bed you cared for my needs, now enter into the home of my Father. Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me. From a strange country you made me at home. Seeking employment you found me a job. Now enter into the home of my Father. Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me. When I was aged, you bothered to smile. When I was restless, you listened and cared. Now enter into the home of my Father. Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me.
Well, there are a few other verses, but we'll stop there. Do you realize how very seldom Jesus ever used the word don't? No? Think about it. Jesus doesn't say, don't. Jesus says, do. Well, whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, you do to me. I made a list. I went through the Gospels. What Jesus says is, love God. Jesus says, love your neighbor. Jesus says, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Jesus says, forgive as you have been forgiven. Jesus says, heal the sick, cast out demons, preach the good news, receive the little children, feed the hungry, do what you do, forgive, follow me. He who hears, let him hear. Seek first the kingdom of God. Bear one another's burdens. Bear your own cross. Give thanks. All of these are the do's of Christianity. And yet, Paul reminds us, we are saved by grace through faith, not by works of the law, lest we puff ourselves up. So we are saved in order that we may do all of these things that Jesus is calling us to do. Not in order to be saved, but because we have been saved. Jesus' own life is lived as an example of that. When the laws of man said, do not heal on the Sabbath, what did Jesus do? He healed anyway. When there were those who said, do not forgive sinners, do not associate with sinners, what did Jesus do? But went to be with sinners, to bring healing and wholeness to their souls. Even when he is crucified, when Peter says, don't do that, Lord, he hangs on a cross for you and me. And when the soldiers said, don't you dare come out of that tomb, he did it anyway. For us. For our salvation. You see, Jesus loves us with an everlasting love that calls us to do the gospel, to live the gospel, to be the gospel in the world. May we do and not be undone by what we left undone. Amen.
Amen.
May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm not sure if we'll have an accompaniment for the next song, but we'll try.
We do. Hey, fantastic.
And the places.
God has called us to work together and to share everything we have. Let us go now to the banquet, to the feast of the universe. The table set and the place is waiting. Come everyone with your gifts to share.
Let us profess our faith using the Apostles' Creed, which is found on page 105. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Joining our voices with God's people around the world, let us offer our prayers for those in need. Are there prayers that you would like to add to those we have today, or people you would like to pray for?
For Becky.
For Becky?
Vicky.
Vicky.
Amy.
And Amy. We're also praying for Susie and her charges in Belize. She has requested prayers for those children. I believe they're orphans. Is that right? Okay. Others?
Daniel.
Daniel.
Pepper.
Pepper.
Buffy.
Excuse me?
Buffy.
Buffy.
McCorkles.
The McCorkles.
McCorkles. Oh, yes. We have them in our prayers.
Okay. For the church, steadfast and faithful in its mission to proclaim redemption through Christ Jesus, for all ministers of the gospel who proclaim that the word is near, let us pray.
Have mercy, O God.
For areas affected by drought or storms, for livestock and fields, for ranchers and farmers, and for all stewards of the earth, that as God's goodness is revealed in creation, we act with justice toward all creatures. Let us pray.
Have mercy, O God.
For lawyers and advocates, for local, regional, and national governments, and for peace throughout the world, that God send gracious and upright leaders to govern with mercy and truth. Let us pray.
Have mercy, O God.
For those who feel ashamed, for those who find it difficult to trust, for the bereaved and sick, especially we pray for Joel, Susie and her children in Belize, Vicky, Amy, Daniel, Pepper, Buffy, and McCorkles, and for those who we name in the silence of our hearts. That God provide compassionate and loving caregivers to all who suffer. Let us pray.
Have mercy, O God.
For the members of the body of Christ in this place, for those who do good works in our midst, for those who are visiting and those who are absent, that the Holy Spirit guide all the journeys of our lives. Let us pray.
Have mercy, O God.
For our ancestors who have inspired us by their lives of faith, that thankful for their witness, we can confidently proclaim our salvation. Let us pray.
Have mercy, O God. For Adam and Grace McCorkle, as they participate in church camp, bless them and their parents with safe travel and an inspiring time. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God.
Merciful God, you hear the prayers of your people even before they are spoken. We commend these and all our prayers to you, trusting in your abundant mercy, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace. Let's share together in the offering hymn. Take my life that I might be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as Thou shalt choose. Take my love, my Lord, I pour at Thy feet its treasure store. Take myself, and I will be ever only all for Thee. Let us pray. Blessed are You, O God, ruler of heaven and earth. Day by day You shower us with blessings. As You have raised us to new life in Christ, give us glad and generous hearts, ready to praise You and to respond to those in need, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, fulfilling the promise of the resurrection. You pour out the fire of your Spirit, uniting in one body people of every nation and tongue. And so with Mary and Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, 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 holy Lord, Lord of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. And Jesus came to rescue me. This child of God would grow to be a man and one day die for you and me. Our sins would drive the nails in him. That rugged cross was our cross too. Every breath he drew was, yes, an act of worship. Alleluia! 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 The night he was betrayed, our Lord, he broke the bread and blessed it then, and said, "This is my body given for you." Then he took the cup and raised it high, and said, "My blood is shed for you. Forgiven, remember me. Oh, come, Lord Jesus." Alleluia. 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 With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence. Come, Holy Spirit. Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth burning with justice, peace, and love. With your holy ones of all times and places, with earth and its creatures, with the sun and the moon and the stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray as Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You may be seated and come forward as you feel prepared.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us.
Here is wine, Christ is with us. find his peace. Feast on Jesus' gift. In this bread there is healing. In this cup is life forever. In this moment, by the Spirit, Christ is with us here. Here we are.
Stand as you are able. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ and his precious blood strengthen and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. Lord, look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name
Amen.
Of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I love to tell the story.
Deserve his glory.
Thanks be to God.